Hello, my name is Sandra Demark. I will be discussing the issue of contradiction of charter schools. Charter schools is a controversial topic as people continue fostering their contradicting views despite that they have been around for 30 years. Diane Ravitch, who is on the opposite side of the charter school fence and author of the book Reign of Error, The Hoax of the Privatization Movement, and the Danger to America's Public Schools, opposes the claim that charter schools will revolutionize American education by their freedom to advance and produce better results. Ravitch argues, in reality, charter schools run in the range from excellent to awful and are no more advanced or successful than that of public schools. So, if charter schools are no more successful than that of public schools that they replace, why demolish education? Here is why. Reformers want to replace public schools with privately managed free market systems to prepare for global competitiveness. I do not believe that competition of privately managed schools will improve schools. Here is why. Reformers' solutions have not worked in the last 30 years. For example, reformers have failed in using their measurement of test scores. The ENA, National Education Association, reports in an article called Charter Schools Not Keeping Their Promise to America's Schools by Kevin Hart, states that authors of the Stanford study compared charter students with demographically similar peers, and 30% of those charter school students' scores on state math assessments were worse. This data proved that one out of every six charter school students performed better than public school students. Statistically, that's low on average in comparing charter schools with public schools. Could this all be due to the focus of reformers opening the door to entrepreneurial opportunities of following the money, of investments of the profit of private enterprise? Indeed. Ravitch warns that corporate reformers, individual billionaires like Bill Gates, and private interest organizations are pushing to privatize public education, causing problems for public schools. In contrast, I do not believe that public education is broken. However, I do believe that poverty affects academic achievement. As a teacher, I have witnessed this firsthand, that poverty and inequity drive educational struggles in rural communities, as poverty-level students do not have the resources at home, like the internet, and no help with homework. Most parents have to work, and parents with no education feel that there is no need for it. They believe that you must get out and work to survive, feed the family, support the family. Unfortunately, this is reality for most public school systems.